Jr. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday defended the Gaza war in a scathing speech on Capitol Hill, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Netanyahu's remarks to a joint meeting of Congress were at times aimed at boosting U.S. support for the war.
America and Israel must stand together.
And defiant, saying Israel will keep fighting until the militants are destroyed.
That's what total victory means, and we will settle for nothing less.
He spoke amid Democrat boycotts inside the House chamber and protests outside, where Netanyahu said they should be ashamed for standing with Israel's enemies.
You have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police used pepper spray on some of the thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters who gathered outside the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to Congress. Shortly before Netanyahu began speaking, U.S. Capitol Police said some protesters had become violent. Protests were peaceful for the first few hours until about a half hour before the speech, when demonstrators began a march and faced a blockade from police who used pepper spray, injuring some protesters. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris called on a rally of more than 6,000 black women on Wednesday to help her revitalize the Democratic presidential campaign. Harris has emerged as the Democratic presidential candidate in the November 5th election after President Joe Biden ended his reelection bid on Sunday. Biden will address the nation from the White House on Wednesday night to explain his decision to drop out after a disastrous June debate.